Morning Zone Shay with the Biggs and Barr Show. Shay 106.
Hey, it's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
We like to call ourselves, well, for a while, we called ourselves the Last Honest Morning Show.
It's true. I think that's still true.
I think it is probably still pretty accurate. There's a thread going on Reddit about brutally honest slogans for companies, like what they would be. It's pretty funny. Some of the easy ones. Hot pockets. Every bite is a different temperature.
It's true.
I would probably tack diarrhea on the end of that, but I mean, whatever.
I don't know. I'm all right when I get a hot pocket.
Yeah, you guys are fine with hot pockets?
No problem.
Taco Bell. Uh-huh. This one's bang on. You can make 32 different things with these 5 ingredients.
Yeah, it's pretty much true.
Everything's the same.
Yeah. Taco Bell always gets a bad rap, too, for the diarrhea, but I've never had a problem.
I'm good with it. Altoids, they come with a free box. You'll put junk in. I'm not sure how that relates.
It's like a little metal box.
IKEA, come for the meatballs, stay because you can't find your way out.
That's a low
joke. This one's bang on. YouTube, where the world watches commercials now.
Yeah, that's true.
They just bombard you.
I refuse to pay for YouTube Premium.
I'll tell you.
I'm not doing it.
I got a Google Chromecast thing to turn a TV into a smart TV.
Right.
And when you get it, I'm in the middle of a free month of YouTube Premium.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is so fantastic. Like, I forgot because I'm signed out at work.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got mad. I'm like, what am I doing? Commercial?
Yeah.
Why is it? Oh, I'm like, oh, I'm not signed in. But it is like, you can just watch freely and nothing comes up.
Yeah.
I remember when YouTube started running ads, many times I screamed at the computer screen, the internet is free.
Yes, you did scream that a lot. But I don't know. I'll wait the 5 seconds and skip the commercial. Listen,
you don't get one anymore. You get bombarded. Anyways. Internet Explorer, a great browser for downloading Chrome.
Yes.
That's
true.
It's called Edge now. There's the word Explorer.
Oh, sorry.
Microsoft
sorry.
Edge. Get it right, please.
Facebook making it easier to stalk people since 2004.
Not anymore, really.
No. It's not as easy as it used to be.
They've really cracked down on the stalking.
Remember, you used to be able to put someone's just phone number.
Yeah, and if it was in their profile, even if it wasn't public, they'd come up.
Yeah,
when people used to text in and talk mean about us or say something we didn't like, we would stalk them on Facebook.
Absolutely.
and obliterate them.
But we haven't been able to.
We can't do that anymore.
Anyway.
Yeah. And the Yellow Pages, here, throw this away.
Yeah,
I got a Yellow Pages maybe a month ago, a very thin one. Like, it's not like it used to be, but I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
So I immediately put it in my firewood box.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So that I can use it to start fires in the fireplace. It's convenient because it's not big. You can just rip out a couple sheets at a time.
For you, it's not a waste.
For that purpose, there's no need to put printing on it. It's just the paper is fine.
Hey, I saw a stat the other day, though. 8% of people still don't use the internet, at all.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, they need the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
They should have to register for it, and they should have to print them per person and send them to
100%.
Them. Because the rest of us, you're literally just sending us kindling. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, I still think we're the last honest show. So,
what's radio's slogan?
Oh, don't.
Don't. Like, hey, it's free, shut up.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, yeah. One of the last free services. Shush.
Yeah.
Take what we give you.
Yeah, don't make us charge you for it.
Yeah. Yeah. What used to be 700 jobs is now 4.
Yeah.
That's probably a good one.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the top doctors in 3 Ontario virus hotspots would like the province to impose tougher restrictions. Is this the first month of the pandemic or a year? late, maybe?
Yeah.
Chief medical officers here in Ottawa, Toronto, and Peel wrote to their provincial counterpart recommending a stay-at-home order. So, teachers' unions in Ontario say schools in these virus hotspots should move classes online until teachers can be vaccinated, which doesn't seem like a terrible idea. But
protects everybody.
Despite all this stuff, kids here in Ottawa heading back to school today.
Yeah.
People need to work. That's the problem.
They did have the choice, and some people are keeping their kids at home to do online learning. I mean, if I was a kid, I would probably stay at home. That would be my choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a bit.
Yeah, you want to see your friends.
Yeah, the only good thing about school is you're buds. Like it wasn't.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But then they just go and get together outside of school. So what's the difference?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. It's a tough call, but
we'll talk about how maybe for sure. this country is handled.
Yeah, it's not
this
ideal.
Crisis. Yeah. In a little bit.
Yeah.
Winnipeg Jets held on to defeat your Ottawa Senators 4-3. Auston Matthews scored a couple times. That gives him 27 on the season. And the Leafs beat the Flames 5-3. Eric Staal had a memorable debut with the Montreal Canadiens. He unfortunately scored the winner in overtime as Montreal beat Edmonton 3-2.
Not a bad way to welcome yourself
yeah,
to the
sure.
city.
Yeah. Kind of sullied his career wearing that jersey, but other than that, it's fine. Brendan Gallagher broke his thumb, so he won't be playing for a while. Hey, thumbs up, Brendan. Baseball fans decided to take what some of them were calling a calculated risk attending the home opener of the Texas Rangers and Blue Jays game. A crowd of 38,238
on hand. It was packed.
In the stadium in Texas for Toronto's 6-2 win. They'll play again today, probably with the same kind of crowd.
Well, they're vaccinated down yeah. there, man. They're getting it done.
Texas, the governor said, no more mask mandates. But then if you're a private company, you can still yes. mandate it yourself.
Which is yeah. a confusing and message so, for some people.
The ballpark and the Texas Rangers and the ownership are like, we are a mask wearing, we have a policy.
Sure. Yeah.
No one was wearing
Not
masks.
One.
No.
What are they going to go around every person?
Hey. Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Not going to happen.
No.
Gary Trent Jr. beat the buzzer with a three-pointer as Raptors came back from 19 points down to beat the Washington Wizards 103-101 in Tampa. And Baylor has won the NCAA March Madness Championship. They beat a previously undefeated Gonzaga, which sounds like a gross, stinky cheese, 86-70. I realize it's Gorgonzola.
Yeah.
Every time I hear Gonzaga, I just think of that.
I just think of like a creature that battles oh, yeah. Godzilla. That, yeah. for
oh, well. Oh, Godzilla's yeah. younger brother?
Yeah.
Gonzaga?
Yeah.
You'll get your turn soon.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Sunny today, up to 15 degrees. Tomorrow, same thing, but 18. And then Thursday, mix of sun and cloud at 19 degrees. Right now, it is zero, and that's the latest.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show. Shea Stave.
So there's a new thing people are hoarding. We'll tell you what that is coming up. And we'll get into a little bit on what you should probably hoard, which is your sanity. Because
people are losing it.
There are a lot of people in charge doing good things here. So we'll get to that. But we got to do our speech first.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
As we head into wave three here, well, we're pretty thoroughly.
We're riding it, baby.
We're riding wave three. And lockdown's probably going to get stricter and stuff. People starting to hoard again. Now, this isn't
ridiculous.
This isn't a hoarding situation. Like, this situation didn't come because of hoarding. Sorry. It came because of a lot more takeout food, actually.
Sure.
So the packets, like, well, if you go to a restaurant and you eat,
sure.
you probably just use a little dollop of ketchup from the bottle if you're going to use it.
Uh-huh.
But because they're sending takeout food, it's all coming in packs and people are just throwing it out. Great. But there is a ketchup shortage.
Great word, by the way, dollop.
Yeah, I like that word. Yeah, it's a nice little word. So yeah,
you're telling you to, if you can find ketchup to hoard it.
Well, saying there might be a shortage. Prices are up 13%, and it looks like they're starting to get short on it.
Well, I mean, I buy my ketchup at Costco once a year. Yes, I don't use that much ketchup. So
I don't
it comes
either.
In two bottles, so yeah. it lasts me the year. So I guess I've hoarded.
You go
ketchup
through two whole it. Bottles of ketchup in a year, eh?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I don't think I even. Do
I,
that.
I might not. Yeah. My older son used to eat just like ketchup on bread just for
right.
fun.
Yeah.
But he doesn't live with us. So we our ketchup consumption has gone down significantly since.
How long is a ketchup bottle in the fridge good for? Like a decade?
I don't
how long
know.
Is it
decade.
Good for?
Probably
like, how
not
long
a
is it
decade. Probably a year.
Eight months.
I don't know how long it lasts.
It's got to be longer than 8 months.
But even if it's past the expiry date, there's enough preservatives in there.
Sure.
You'll be fine.
Apparently, it's also time to stop obsessively sanitizing everything.
Oh, yeah?
The more they learn about COVID, they found out the chance of getting it from a surface are way lower than they originally thought.
Well, it's still not terrible to be clean. I don't mind.
Of course not. No.
I've been carrying sanitizer in my pocket since about 2007, so I've been preparing this for this for some time.
A doctor says that if they spent half the effort given to disinfection put into ventilation, it would make a huge difference.
Yeah,
so it's more airborne than it is.
But that's costly,
yeah.
right?
Hula hoops.
Why does that even exist still?
It's a fun activity.
No, it's not.
Whammo.
It never once been fun. Not even when I was a kid.
What the hell is whammo?
What is whammo?
Oh, that's the company.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They've seen a big spike in demand for hula hoops during the pandemic. They sold 1 million last year, up 20%.
Well, in this wow. Part
little
of the
kids,
world.
What are you going to do? You got a six-year-old girl who's standing in your front yard for 4 months with nothing to do.
And then she uses it for 40 seconds, and then you just sits in your garage or basement for the rest of its life.
It does, and scares the dog. Why do dogs terrified of hula hoops? You ever notice that?
Anything? It's a snake in a circle?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Well, they fall all janky. Like
yeah.
And they have like a little, some of them have like rice inside or whatever, right?
Oh, right. They make noise.
Make noise and stuff.
Yeah. Is yours, do you have a hula hoop?
I don't.
Okay. Because I don't have one.
You seem pretty pro hula hoop over there. I'm just wondering.
Well, I just don't see anything wrong with a hula hoop.
Well, what's right about it, though?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just something to do. It's a pastime.
How long in your life have you spent doing
personally?
A hula hoop?
Yeah, you. No, you got to think of the other activities for a hula hoop. You know, you put it on the ground, use it as a target. You know what I mean? If you're throwing, these are for children, obviously. Uh-huh. You could have kids, hey, run over to the hula hoop. You know, and they get in the hula hoop and they run out. Children.
Okay.
Like, you know, hey, I'll time you. Go get this drink. Yeah, they run to get stuff.
Sure.
The only thing more useless than a hula hoop, well, there's two things. One's a yo-yo.
Yeah.
And the other one is that stupid pogo ball we had as a kid.
Oh, like
oh,
the
right.
Looked like a Saturn.
Looked like Saturn. Yeah.
And you used to try and jump on it.
Every kid had him. It was so hot.
You'd snap your ankle on it.
You were so pumped, and you realized like 20 minutes in, there's nothing to do on this thing except jump up and down. Like jump up and down.
And not even a little bit. You almost like shuffled along. Right?
Yeah, because it wasn't that bouncy.
No. Oh, I could spin in the air. That's
pogo
it.
Ball.
That's the whole thing.
It's a pogo ball.
It's all done. So, yeah. I don't know if you got ketchup, hang on to it, I guess. Is the point of the story?
Yeah, I guess so.
And if you have a hula hoop, give it to Jamie. He loves them.
He would love
it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Big hula hoop fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big hoop guy. Loves the hoop.
Loves the hoop.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Higher.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want, text to 762-555, and we answer as many as we can.
Do you guys think that our Canadian currency looks like Monopoly money? No, I don't think so. I prefer it. Although I don't remember the last time I handled cash.
I can't remember the last time I cashed my hand. Like, legitimately.
Like when we used to go on our vacations to Florida on the Kmart tours. It almost like took an extra second to look at the money to make sure that you
100%
were giving out the right amount.
If it was a 1 for a 10, right?
Right. In Canada, it was like easy because they're all different colors.
Yep.
It was great.
I don't like the texture of money now because it's too slippery. And when if it's in your, I used to have, you know, like $100 in your pocket and 20s or whatever when you used to carry cash. You could like put your keys in and out of your pocket and it would always stay in there. Now, if there's any cash in your pocket and you pull anything out, like this
just
plastic,
flies away.
Just flies everywhere. But
it feels not as real as that makes any sense.
No,
like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't get the feeling of money.
I cannot remember, like, legitimately last time I had cash in my hand. Yeah. What's your favorite conversation you've had with Heavy Duty?
Oh,
man.
God.
He's always so positive and so he's a good vibe. He asks a lot of random music questions, which is always interesting because it makes us think about music.
The last one we had with him was pretty good. I'm trying to look at the...
He's just such a sweet guy, man. He's so nice. But maybe some of the early ones when we were like just sort of learning who Heavy Duty was. Like, you know, just living one day as like slow as possible. Like those lines are great, man. He's
a big... life as slow as possible.
It's great advice.
Yeah.
We always rush around to do stuff. Just take your time, mate. It'll still get done.
It's true.
Yeah. You guys...
Unless you're like a doctor.
Yeah. Can you guys never leave Ottawa? You rock. That's very nice. Thank you.
I mean, like, not even on vacation and stuff? Because I wouldn't mind going on vacation from time to time when things get back to normal.
We don't plan on it. None of us. I don't think any of us want to move ever again. So, we're pretty good. We like the town. Town's been really nice to us, and we've been here long. It's home now. Like, it feels like home. You know, when you sort of, like, we've been here almost 2 years.
Yeah.
When you cross that threshold where you're like, you always know where you are now.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? When you move town, you're driving around, you know, you're not familiar, you're not sure which way you're going. Like, there's nowhere in the greater Ottawa area that I don't know where I am.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's home now. Yeah. You know, it feels like home.
What's not healthy, but people think it is? Keeping busy all the time. There's people, like, hey, just keep them busy. Why? Why are you keeping busy? Like, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
But you don't need to be busy all the time. It's okay to relax. It's a very, very North American way of being.
It is.
You know?
It is. This
if you're not doing something, you're lazy.
Right.
No, you're not. You're just enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
What? Who told you that you have to be working on something all the time of your waking hours? You don't.
I'll tell you who told you. Your wife. That's who told you.
Maybe.
I know, but it is a very North American. And the Europeans talk about that a lot, about how North Americans don't take time to
live
enjoy
to work instead of work to
like
live.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube stuff since the pandemic started, and there's some people in Portugal that are building something, and I watch their channel. So they go to the city to go get some stuff for their house build, but the hardware store was closed for 2 hours because everyone's just taking a midday break.
Lunchtime and siesta.
You know, like, I can handle that.
Would you agree, though, that like sometimes it becomes such a part of you that if you do stop,
you feel
like
guilty.
Oh, for sure.
But like, even like you see some older folks who like the winter kills them because they're so used to being active in the summertime, out like you said, not taking breaks, and then all of a sudden
there's a difference between being active
and working
and being like,
oh, that's fair.
Task-driven.
Yeah. That's fair.
Like I got to get this done this weekend.
Why?
Yeah. I need to get it done this weekend.
That's fair.
You know, do you have to stem the flow of bleeding? That's an urgent matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trimming your edges on your grass? Not really.
I guess.
No. You could wait.
Just enjoy it, man. Have a drink. Take a seat. You know? Do what you got to do. But most of us aren't built that way.
Nah.
It's even hard for me, and I'm a pretty lazy guy. I just become pretty efficient. That's how I am now. I line up like 7 or 8 tasks in a row that I can do on the same trip, and then they're all
done.
Okay. Yeah.
And you feel good about yourself.
I do.
When you accomplish all those tasks.
Yeah.
I hung a light yesterday. It's been sitting on our dining room table for 2 weeks. I was like,
why didn't you do it before?
I was a champ. Because we were painting. I was doing
you should have had
things.
That done.
I was doing other things. My neighbor might have helped a little bit.
So lazy.
Don't tell anybody. Don't write it. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
What?
Just before you explain the rules, we had a contestant and they hung up or got cut off or whatever. So we have an open line, 613-750-1061 if you'd like to play.
Auto what? Now, what you are playing is a 5-question trivia contest. You have 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass in any question and come back. But you got to get them all in. Your first answer each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
All right. Let's see who this is.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are you?
What's your name, good sir?
Corey.
All right, Corey, are you ready?
I am ready.
We wish you the best of luck.
All right, Corey, your time will begin after I read the first question. In what American city does the song say that if you're going there, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair?
San Francisco.
Who played the role of Cliff Clavin on Cheers?
Pat.
In the original Jackson family lineup, how many Jackson brothers were there?
5.
What Green Bay Packer guest hosted Jeopardy for the first time last night?
It's the quarterback.
What is worse, having your undies roll up or your socks roll down? All right.
Okay.
I didn't hear that last answer, did you?
No.
I think he said undies roll up.
Okay.
Yeah, roll up.
Let's go over your answers. What is worse, having your undies roll up or your socks roll down? The socks is the answer here, which... I don't know.
It's annoying.
I think the undies, to be honest. Because it's easier to pull up your socks than it is to go adjusting your...
Not when it's under your foot.
Why would you let it get to that point?
Well, I only wear ankle socks because I wear runners all the time. And they slip right under your foot.
Don't lie.
It's the worst.
Because you want to show off your sexy ankles.
My ankles are all scarred from a terrible moped accident.
We'll give that one to him.
Okay.
Green Bay Packer guest hosted Jeopardy for the first time last night. He had no idea it was Aaron Rodgers. On the original Jackson family lineup, how many Jackson brothers were there? 5, that's correct.
Yeah.
It's called the Jackson 5.
Yeah, you got it right, though. Yeah.
Who played the role of Cliff Clavin on Cheers? He had no idea. It was John Ratzenberger.
He's actually 74
years old today. I thought he was like 174.
Yep. True.
I thought he was 74 when he was on Cheers.
Yeah.
He does a voice in every Pixar movie.
Really?
Every single Pixar movie, he does a voice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And in what American city does the song say that if you're going there, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair? It is indeed San Francisco.
Yeah. If you're going to San Francisco.
Well, thanks for calling, Corey, but obviously you didn't win. So have a great day.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, you too, man. Stay safe.
See you, man.
So, I don't think I would have Ratzenberger. I wouldn't have.
John Ratzenberger. Like, that would have been a tough one for me.
Like, I know the name when you say it.
Sure.
But to, like, the, you know, on the spot. On the like spot. That.
Yeah, hey.
Tough one, man. Tough one. He's Mr. Potato Head, isn't he?
Yeah, in Toy Story. Oh, Story. No, he's the pig. He's Ham.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's the pig. Right. Sorry.
Where'd I go? Idaho.
He's the school of fish in Dory in Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
He's just that whole school of fish.
He's everything.
Yeah.
He does. What a career he's laid up for himself after being a drunk mailman.
Was he drunk?
I have no idea. Yeah, well, he went to the bar every day.
That doesn't mean
just
you're
to be
drunk.
Friends,
just social. A social mailman.
Yeah.
Who loves a beer from time to time.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Like every 20 minutes.
We'll try again tomorrow in Shea 106.
The Ducky Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Ducky Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUCKY.
What do you got for us this morning, James?
Well, you know what friends do, guys? Friends keep friends updated. So we got an update from a friend of the show here.
None of my friends keep
that's what friends do,
okay,
man.
Okay.
So I hear. Okay. Yeah.
Yo, BBJ, it's me. I think a couple of weeks ago, probably about 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I won $100 on the Lotto Max. Went and checked it today. I won $9 and a free ticket. Sorry for being a bit of a pig, but I spent the $9 on myself on booze. But we do have one free ticket. So anyways, you don't have to put this on the air or nothing. Just keeping you tuned in.
That's
if
nice.
That ticket wins, I'll still give you the $1 million.
That's amazing. That's great.
What a nice man.
Yeah. No, I didn't expect to share your $9. No, that's cool.
Yeah, you can have that's all
yours. Even your $100. Like, that's all yours, man.
Yeah. But
I do appreciate the sentiment that if the free ticket wins, he's keeping you going because he recognizes the root of the winning.
Yeah,
right?
I was winning that $100 pack here on this show. So, yeah. It's very kind of him. Nice man.
Good to know.
Yeah. All right.
Something about pockets.
Okay.
Hey, gentlemen. So, as men, we all know the value of a good pocket, right? Yep. You know, that's kind of our man purses. We put everything in there. But what I was thinking was we need to have pockets where we can reach in both hands. Because every time I have my hands full or one hand and I try and reach in that pocket to grab my phone with the other hand, it's a goddamn mess. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but
you
just need to have,
I
guess, bigger openings. I don't know. Who knows?
Is he talking about when something's in the wrong pocket and you have to do the crossbody pocket grab? Because that's awkward.
That's really tough. Your hand gets stuck in there. You can't get stuff out of it.
It's good in the cooler seasons if you're wearing one of those pullover hoodies because it has the central pocket in the front.
You trust the central pocket on a hoodie?
Just if I'm carrying stuff like to the car or
something. Why don't you just whip whatever you're carrying into the road? It's going to fall out of that hoodie.
Not that much, Chris.
No, it's
more of doing
good.
Damage in front of you.
What do you mean?
Like
if you've got your set of heavy keys and it's in your front hoodie pocket.
What do you have?
What are you, a janitor? Why do you have so many keys for?
Some guys carry big loads of keys because you don't have to stick them in your ignition as much anymore, right? Because it used to do damage on the old starter there.
Big load of something.
So if you have a big load of keys.
Nobody
has
that big a load of keys.
No. Can I finish?
All right.
And you get to a quick step, and you got that big load of keys in your front hoodie pocket.
Your scenario
it gets a bobbin
is,
and a weaving and starts smacking things.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
I hate it's and not that it's going to be make me go, you know, but it's going to make me go, I don't want these things bumping into me, like my wallet and my keys into my upper thighs.
Are you riding a horse? Like you were a janitor?
How far
who
are you
goes
walking?
For horse rides
When's
after?
When's the last time you walked more than 10 steps?
That aggressively. That your sweater bounced up and down against your.
Now you guys know.
Are you sprinting to the car from your house?
You guys know, and I have been yelled at by both of you. I am a fast walker.
Remember, you are, but not that aggressive.
I walk fast.
Okay, thanks.
I got places to be. I'm a busy guy.
You have nowhere to be.
One of the busiest guys around.
You're the least busy human beings I know.
You literally have nothing to do other than come to work. That's it. You have no other responsibilities.
None.
Like none.
All right.
I'm wasting time walking slow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Back to the original question.
Sure.
A two-handed pocket on either side would be too much pocket.
Yeah, and then we get stretched out. You'd look like an idiot.
Stuff with, when you sit down in the car, everything would fall out of it. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
No.
He's got to
organize
better.
Put the stuff on the right side.
Yeah.
That's all, man.
Preparation.
Pocket game up. Is that it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
A good
one. Yeah, yeah. All
right. I mean, you can always buy a fishing vest, I guess. I got lots of pockets in those, right?
Yeah, yeah. I do love when I, you know,
and
get
then
the
you
cargo.
Can just take it off, hang it up.
Yeah, like you guys make fun of my jacket, but I love this jacket. Oh, yeah. It's got so many pockets.
Look at my vest.
Best. It's the best.
I'm wearing his vest. It's got like so many pockets in it.
Yeah.
You're the vest.
Around.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever going to hold you down.
Yep.
Except keys in your front pocket.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Especially if you're a swift walker.
Swift walker. If you're a guy that likes to march around town with your keys and your...
With no destination.
And your oversized hoodie.
You have no idea.
No, I don't think anybody does. Show what else
Biggs and Barshow. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. We answer as many as we can.
How many keys are on your keychains?
Two.
I have more than two.
I have a car key and a house key.
I got like trailer lock key, stuff like that.
That's it.
Three. I have five keys. Two of them I don't know what they're for.
James, pull out your massive...
Three.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's the massive keychain.
And that's the thing that would hurt your,
smashing
yourself.
Into your growing reason you were talking about.
I said some guys with big bulky keychains.
So not related to you whatsoever.
A little weight to her.
You don't even wear hoodies with front pockets. I haven't seen you in a hoodie, and you don't have a big keychain. So
in your life, I've never seen you wear a hoodie.
Zero expertise in your opinion. What do you figure the first person to hear a parrot speak thought?
They probably thought it was pretty cool.
Pretty amazing.
Like everyone since who's heard a parrot speak.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's neat to have it say this.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was, no matter what level of evolution humankind was in before they heard a bird speak, thought, oh, he's actually talking. I'm pretty sure they all figured out it was mimicking, but maybe, who knows?
It was like when you walk in a room and a parrot goes, or something like that. It always makes me laugh. How could you not laugh?
What should I have for my birthday dinner?
What do you like?
Yeah, like we'd have to know what some of your preferences were.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I'm going to have a birthday dinner, if it were me, I'd probably have some form of meat.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just like meat. A good meat.
Okay.
Yeah, some meat.
Like either a chicken thigh or a high-quality steak.
Okay.
Maybe some nice seafood.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're one and not cook, you should order from your favorite restaurant and go pick it up.
Yes.
And support them. You know, do them a favor while you get a delicious birthday dinner. Do you guys wear a mask while talking on the radio? And do you share the same studio? No, we don't wear a mask. And yes, we share the same studio.
We are all well over 6 feet apart.
We are 6 feet apart. We're in each other's bubble, too.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have... I have two other people in my bubble. How many you guys got?
One, two.
Yeah. I mean, so we're all good. What's the worst holiday you've ever had? As in Easter, Christmas, New Year's Eve? Like, what was the worst holiday experience?
I mean, usually at some of our family gatherings, someone would end up either in a fight or in tears.
Really? Yeah, you have that kind of dramatic family?
So we just stopped doing them.
Our family's not like that.
But not anymore. Family gatherings are fine.
I've told this story a few times. The weirdest thing was the Big Teeth Rick guy used to come to our family Christmas gatherings. And
like
nobody
like a non-family member
guest. Wasn't a family member. He came in all the time. He was kind of friends with our grandmother, but not really. And then I think she invited him 1 year. They lived in the same building or something. And then he just ended up coming to every... sort of Christmas gathering after that. He's senior age, huge teeth, fake teeth. We call them, like, they were like horse teeth in a human's
mouth. Crazy.
Like, and he's just take pictures of everybody, and then no one would ever see the results of the pictures.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
And then he drowned.
Oh.
He fell in between his dock and his boat, and his big teeth pulled him to the
bottom. Just weighed him down.
Terrible.
Like a scuba diving weight belt.
Yeah.
It's common knowledge that Biggs has a house just to hold his shoe collection. Does he also have a house just to make his TikTok videos?
Yeah,
in?
No.
Absolutely,
no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, I have a house just for shoes.
Yeah.
I have a house with just set up with a whole bunch of cameras where I go do, you know, because I'm TikTok famous.
He calls it his studio house.
Yeah. I have a house where my family lives. That's where I spend, you know, most of my time.
Right.
And I have another house.
But you don't want to go to the trouble of having to clean your, like, your main house to do your TikTok videos.
No,
right?
Exactly.
You figured, forget it. I'll just buy a separate house with all my money just to have this and I never have to clean it.
And I have another house just full of dogs.
Right.
it's the party dog house.
Oh, right, because you don't want all your dog hair in your mane.
No, yeah, I don't want to, like, you know, when I get
you don't, certainly don't want it in your studio house.
No, no.
Right?
No. All right. I was actually going to say something true in there, and then I'm like, I don't want to give him any more need to make fun of me right now.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
I'm sure it'll
day.
Come out
yeah,
later.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not, I still only have one house, but it's not enough room for something I want to do.
Let's buy another house then.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106. With Joke Text.
It's time for Joke Text. You text us the best, worst jokes. So 762-555, funny jokes, dad jokes, whatever. We read them to James, who loves that kind of stuff. And whichever one he laughs at the hardest wins.
What do you call a bug that lives on the moon?
What?
A lunatic.
Okay. Come on. Right.
I already got him. You already got him. Right. What's brown, hairy, and wears sunglasses?
What?
A coconut on vacation.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, they're all stupid.
Lunatic was a good one.
Oh. I've been banned from my local gas station for playing The Who too loud on my car stereo. I won't get fueled again. Really? That deserved a chuckle from you?
In a bad way.
Why did the... what do you call an ant who fights crime?
What?
A vigilante.
Oh, I see.
You know what job I could really see myself doing?
What?
Inspecting mirrors.
That's very accurate. Yeah, really see
nice
yourself a lot.
Joke.
How do you stop an astronaut's baby from crying?
How?
You rock it.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks for the sound effects.
I've decided to seek help for my irrational fear of speed bumps. I'm slowly getting over it.
Yeah.
What did the Dalmatian say after lunch?
What?
That hit the spot.
Wow.
What's the most underrated kind of singer?
What?
It's the backup singer. Who doesn't love hearing beep, 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 beep?
What is
terrible. That? Truck backing up.
Oh, I know. I get it. I just don't know why you.
Why that's a joke?
Just reading them.
What do you call a droid that takes the long way around?
What?
R2 detour.
That's clever there. At least.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, my mother told me I could be anybody I wanted to be. Turns out. Identity theft is a crime.
True.
What do the limestones say to the geologist?
What?
Don't take me for granite. I'm limestone.
It was good delivery, but it was a very bad joke. Delivery, excellent. A grasshopper walks into a bar. Bartender says, hey, we got a drink named after you. Grasshopper says, you got a drink named Kevin?
Yeah. I just didn't know what name you were going to say.
What do you call a duck that gets all A's?
What?
A wise quacker.
Again, delivery great. Yeah.
Wow.
Took my grandmother to a fish spa where the little fish eat your dead skin.
Yeah.
She said it was way cheaper than having her buried at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Dark joke.
That's
pretty dark. Yeah. What did the little corn say to the mama corn?
What?
Where's popcorn? Where's pop?
Yeah, where's popcorn?
What do you call a baby chick wearing a shell costume?
What?
An egg.
What's worse than raining cats and dogs?
What?
Hailing taxis.
Yo. What?
Imagine.
Imagine
that. The nightmare.
Imagine that.
Hey, my wife just left me. She says my life revolves around hockey and she's sick of it. I'm quite upset. We were together for 7 seasons.
That's a good one.
How do you talk to a giant?
How?
Use big words! No? I lost you on the liver of that one? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, well.
My son said, Dad, every time I talk to girls, I get butterflies in my stomach. What should I do? Well, I gently put my arm around him and replied, that's easy, son. Stop eating caterpillars.
What a waste of time that joke was.
What did one Italian volcano say to the other Italian volcano?
What?
I love you.
Holy.
I love you.
My God.
So the hockey joke's the winner?
Yeah,
I think so. Or lunatic. So
can you repeat the hockey joke?
My wife just left me. She says my life revolves around hockey and she's sick of it. Quite upset. We are together for seven seasons.
Perfect. Congratulations. You got yourself a $100 lotto pack for what day is today? Tuesday. So I'm guessing Max, right?
It's a lotto Max, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Congrats. Thanks for the jokes. Sort of.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Obviously, COVID is at the top of most newscasts and TV news programs. Not a lot of people talking about, though, the piss poor job we've done here in Canada with regards to control and vaccinations and stuff like that.
Yeah, more vaccinations. I mean, everyone's learning how to control it. Different provinces have different approaches. Federal government has different ideas. There's a lot of different municipalities. But sure. I'm more like the way to get out of this the fastest is vaccines. And they've definitely, there's definitely been, whether it's at the federal or provincial level.
Well, when this first started, like
a cock up, as you would say, of this delivery.
Yeah. Like a year ago, we were pretty supportive of people trying their best to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
Because they were. Everyone was.
Oh, yeah.
But as it went on, the amount of conflicting information that we've been being fed by all different levels of medical health people and governments, it's just been out and out confusing to a lot of people. And like we're in the media, so we see this all the time.
Yeah.
Like every day we come to work, we get all the information. But a person who's not, who just has a regular job and is going about their life, they hear one thing one day and then another thing, maybe that same afternoon that conflicts with what they heard earlier in the day. So no wonder people are confused and pissed off.
Well, confused, pissed off. They're tired of it. And the news media is at fault too. Because every day is the end of the world, like every single day. And it's not, because people just continue to do what they're doing. And the more you tell people it's the end of the world and it's not,
the less they're going to believe you when it actually is.
which might be what this third wave is, because it looks like it's exploding. Now, it might not. It's kind of on that brink. Who knows? It might just be another thing where we just had a really, flare up week and then it chills out again. But regardless, no one's listening anymore.
No, because it's a trust factor, too. Like, how am I supposed to trust this information that you're giving me when the next day you contradict that information?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to believe?
Now, there is a news, like, when they discover new things, they're going to give you, like, a lot of people are using the AstraZeneca as an excuse.
AstraZeneca, sorry.
I don't know why I keep saying Venica. Zeneca, like, oh, they blood clots, and then they said it was safe. Now it's not safe, and it is safe. They're learning as real world results come in, right? So I'm not mad at people for changing. That's stupid. You learned something new, and then you changed your mind.
Of course you did. They just have to understand who they're talking to, and it's with social media, it's very prevalent. Before social media, you could put something in the paper, and some people would read it and take it as the word.
Yeah.
But now there's other people with opinions, and no one fact checks their information. Mm. Your friend Steve or whatever might put up some story, but you don't know where Steve got his information from. But some people just go and believe whatever is in front of them.
Now, with the vaccinations, I remember almost a year ago on this show, we were pumped. And I think I said, like, it's awesome to see different levels, different parties, everyone's working together. And one of you said, just wait, we'll see how long that lasts.
And it didn't last that long.
Because now everything got politicized, what I mean? And this and that, and what's going to happen here. Talks of elections, basically, for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And now with the vaccines, that's...
Same thing.
Basically,
happening.
But that's almost what happened.
The
federal
and the provincial are both saying the other person's lying.
Yeah,
about how many vaccines they have in the distribution. Sure. The point is,
like, none of that is
none of it matters. Helpful. Shut up and deliver it. Like it doesn't stop it. Stop.
Yeah.
Politicians are probably like, I know this is a long time said thing, but as I am more involved and in get older and pay more attention, they're the worst. All of them are the worst.
We're not putting our top-notch people in the
And you know what?
Positions.
It's not because they're stupid.
No.
It's not because... It's because they're... Can I say the cat word that starts with a P?
Yeah, for sure. I don't
care. Can I say that? Another word for a cat?
I guess.
Well, you know what I mean.
Well...
They're cowards. they won't stand up to their own parties their own base and say, this is wrong. This is how we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it together.
Imagine a year ago. Yeah. I'm not just picking on the feds here, but at this point I will.
Everyone.
But imagine a year ago, someone stood up and said, these vaccine companies are offering to do it. just take it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So imagine someone stood
faster,
up and said
better,
that.
Faster, better.
Yeah. You know?
But if you look at other, like, I mean, you can compare it to the world. Like Israel, yeah. Israel as 60% of the population is completely vaccinated. Mm-hmm. UK, they're up over 45% have one shot. Chile, they're up over 35%. United States are over 35% of their population, but at least have one shot.
62 million people in the States are fully vaccinated.
Yeah, that's
in
almost Canada, enough to do Canadians twice.
Yeah.
Full vaccinations.
Canada, we're at 17% of one shot. Only one shot, 17%.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Remember, everyone, the States, they're ruined. They're done. Look how far behind they are. Now they're going to be one of the first out of the woods and say, ha-ha.
Hungary, Serbia, Uruguay, Finland, like all these, Ireland, Portugal, all these countries.
We are a G7
way ahead of us.
Country.
Yeah, I know.
We should
it's embarrassing. Stop arguing.
Embarrassing.
Stop arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done. That's, you know, anyways, whatever.
Basically,
yeah.
Do what you were told to at first. Wear your mask, wash your hands, keep away from people, and wait for your vaccine. That's it.
And get it when you get a chance.
Yeah.
Unless you don't want to.
Hey, don't tell me what to know. Then there's a whole other.
Yeah. I don't. I just want it to be over. And if this is how we get it over with, then I would ask you to do it. If you don't really want to do it, it's your life. Do whatever you
want. That's up to you.
I don't care anymore. Yeah. Just don't cough on me.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Why are boat steering wheels on the opposite side from a car or truck?
Not all. What about center consoles? They're in the center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Because they can. They want.
Is it because you normally dock on the right side?
I don't know.
Mm. Of a dock, and so better the steering wheel's on the left side so that you can get closer to the dock to see it? I don't know. No idea.
Having a debate with my wife, 1978's Halloween is the best horror movie of all time, correct? I don't know. I think it's fine.
It's one of the better ones for
sure.
I'm
not a huge horror movie fan. I usually find them more funny than horrific.
I like more of a psychological thriller than a horror.
Yeah.
Something like Silence of the Lambs creeps me out way more than something like Halloween.
Yeah.
But Halloween's a good one.
Yeah, it's a fine movie. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't know if it's the best one because I don't really watch them.
I have an answer to the boat question.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
Because the way the propellers spin, it shoots torque in a certain direction and make the boat go lean left.
Oh, okay.
And you have a gas, so if there's more weight, they think on the right side.
Oh, fair enough.
I know, but then what do you say if someone's heavier on the left side?
Yeah, if there's a center console.
If it's center
slide console. Over here.
Yeah.
Chubs.
Got to put the hammer down. Get over here.
I have been on a boat where people say, hey, can we just even it out?
Sure. You want to be a little
for sure.
More.
Yeah. What is more sly, a fox or a weasel? I'm going to say a weasel.
I never see
weasels. I see fox all the time. They don't seem so sly when they're almost getting run over by me
this morning,
actually.
Well, then why isn't the saying sly as a weasel? It's sly as a fox.
I think it sounds better.
It's quicker.
It does.
A lot of things we say because they sound better, not because they're true.
I'm not saying foxes aren't sly. I'm just saying I think weasels are slyer than foxes. That's all.
Would you ever have a pet tarantula? No, I don't think I would. I'm not really big on spiders. Plus, what do they do? Like, I wouldn't have a pet snake.
You're deathly afraid.
No, I'm not. I just don't like them.
Ever since you got the flesh-eating disease from the brown recluse.
Yeah, that bit, and
it was just an infection.
Never heard the end of that.
We make them so bad. Why do you put all your weight into all the 6, 7 o'clock questions? Everybody knows the 8 o'clock questions are the best.
Well, you didn't even ask a question, clearly
you suck. With your text. So bring it next time. Don't just brag about yourself. Line it up, deliver, then we'll see.
I work in a grocery store. After working our asses off for a year, I can finally register for the vaccine because of my age. I guess my younger colleagues don't matter, and I can only register and wait for a text. Yeah, I mean, if according to the government, yeah.
Yeah.
They have prioritized age
over practicality.
Before functioning society, which is up to them and you to decide in your mind which you think is better. I'm not going to judge because I don't want anyone's grandma to die.
Of course,
and
as soon as
you say we need to prioritize the working force ahead of the seniors.
Well, you have to prioritize.
Then you're a grandparent hater, and you want grandparents to die. But
it's better to keep quiet, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one.
Okay. Mm.
Who can say this creepier? I reached into my trousers and grabbed a moist lozenge.
Who's going first?
I'll go.
Okay.
I reached into my trousers and I grabbed a moist lozenge.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
You try.
Can we add words?
No.
No.
Oh.
He doesn't even know the say. He can't hear.
No, I'm looking at
okay.
it.
Okay.
I was just thinking how I want to deliver it.
Okay.
The creepiest. I reached into my trousers.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And grabbed a moist lozenge.
That was creepy,
that's
too.
That was pretty creepy.
Come
that
on,
was
Jamie. You do it. Yeah.
I reached into my trousers and grabbed a moist lozenge.
Yeah, very, it was the breathy part at the start, I think. I think yours is the creepiest. Absolutely. I love questions like that.
Yeah,
more of those, please. Yeah. Those are great.
I want to add daddy on you. That's
no.
so bad.
No.
I didn't, though. I played by the rules.
Yeah.
It's a daddy-free day.
That, okay, yeah. That topped it. That there was creepier go. Than that sentence. Okay, you win. You're the winner.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Shay Mornings with the Biggs and Bar Show.
Shay's got me through some of the hardest times in my life. The best times of my life. You guys bring a lot of joy to the Ottawa and the outlying areas.
The Biggs and Bar Show.